Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today. Wow, you were actually on time today.
I know.
You're usually pretty early. That's okay. I mean, it happens.
We
don't rehearse it every day. And
I practice up all night.
You just put my recording on and you just practice. Yeah. Well, guess what, everybody? I guess you too.
I'm guessing.
You're going to guess? All right, first guess.
You got a new job.
Actually, yeah, I did. And I work at Formers in America instead of international. So that's pretty cool.
Intercontinental.
Intercontinental. So when you see me at Walmart in the back making a former, that's me.
You just have a roller in there. It's just rolling to you.
Yeah, like I roll your mom. I was kidding.
Oh.
No, but my brother, after 18 years of living, well, he was born in 2005. So I guess
That
was like 18 years of living with him. I was what?
Well, you moved out, so it wasn't 18 years.
Oh, yeah. So take away the 3 and
take away
number.
The 10 years I was in college.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't want to talk about that. Even though I flopped in college, my brother went to college. Finally. He's a big boy now. You know, he's a little, he was a little bit too excited to leave home.
I think he wants a taste of that freedom.
Yeah, I think we all did. Oh, actually, no. I actually was like homesick.
Yeah.
I was crying like a little bitch because I wanted to come back home with my friends and family. And
Hero.
Oh.
Anyways, so yeah, so he went to college and it was a good experience. It kind of like gave me a couple of flashbacks to when I first went to college. When I going over there.
And what's cool?
Oh, he went to Blinn College.
And his address?
Address is 147-333-4569. Blinn College Street. And
major.
Where was that? I forgot the
Blinn,
city.
Blinn Boulevard.
Was it France or something? I don't know.
Brenham?
Yeah.
The city?
Yeah, is Brenham? Is that what you said?
Brenham. Where's Brenham at?
Brenham is going up that way, and you take a right, and you're basically there. So,
past you take
Puckies,
a right up there.
A smidge and a half.
I actually told Tweety this, but I got riled in my Bucky experiences going to drop off Eric.
You got riled?
A little bit, but no, wild. Oh, dang it, now I'm saying wilder. No, I got riled from my Bucky trips.
You didn't stop.
Well, because I was told there wasn't any Buckies, and we passed by 2.
That's a crime, stopping at Buckies.
It is. I felt like a felony.
We from Texas, right? We always stop at Buckies.
We want to stop at Buckies.
You had a poop at a Shell.
No, even worse. I had a poop at a porta potty that I found on the side of the construction workers' porta potty.
There's actually some there. And I was like, I got to go. Worst case scenario.
You know you have to pay to use those, right?
Where do you put in the money?
In the toilet.
You think they're like low-key glory holes?
No. Why would you want to do that at a porta potty?
Why would you look that up?
That's where
glory hole part 2 argument. No,
we should upload the argument of the glory hole.
We were arguing, even though we agreed with each other the whole time. We were agreeing and agreeing and agreeing, and we kept yelling and yelling.
We didn't
and
realize we were agreeing with each other.
Yeah, it was a long story. Basically, we were just trying to define what a hole was, a glory hole, like the pure definition, and we were saying the same thing back to each other. We didn't realize it. But anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how it ended. But speaking of glory hole, so Eric went to college. And
gloriously.
Gloriously. Holy. And it brought back a lot of flashbacks in the sense of like my family taking me to school and, you know, getting my school ID, my dorm key. You know, all that move-in stuff.
Are we going to go through our college experiences?
We can, because we need to talk about one specific college experience you had that everybody loves talking about, involving a restaurant and a bar beforehand.
A supposed pancake.
Yeah.
Pancake-atorium.
I'm still upset that those pancakes went to waste. I wasted my money on those pancakes that you didn't even eat.
I'll pay you back for the pancakes.
Oh, like the years. You know what? Yeah.
How much were the pancakes?
You know what? The pancakes were like at least like $50. Okay. And then, the water wasn't free, so another $50.
That's before inflation, so.
Oh, yeah. So now it's worth more. So now it's like $100.
Okay. Well, before we start, what's Eric's major?
Eric's major is, I believe, glory hole.
No. Jeez.
No, I think from what you told me, it does have to like evolve the medical field, I think. If not, physical therapy.
Kinesiology?
He's trying to I think he might be doing that. I'm not too sure. I need to, you know what? Let's call him. No.
Oh, shit. We can do that now.
No, he won't answer. He's too busy playing with his friends and his games.
You mean studying?
Yes. Studying for his final tomorrow already. It's the second week of school. But yeah, it was a good experience overall. I'm kind of wanted to go back to college myself just so I can drop out again. But I mean,
so I can let down my family one more time.
Yeah, honestly, that was a big bummer. But hey, look at me now, thriving on East Garlic, and I have a degree. No, so you know,
we're working our way up.
Well, kind of. On the bright side, we have someone.
We're stagnant, but
Let's start with you.
All right.
Let's see, the day you graduated high school. Let's start there.
Okay, so the day, everything, in my personal stuff.
Yeah, when you cried yourself to sleep.
Okay, well, no. The summer before going to school, and that's why I think all of us are going to be different in a sense.
Yeah.
I legit couldn't enjoy my summer in a sense of I was counting down the days of when I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it kind of sucked because, well, Tweety was leaving too. But overall, I was the only one that was going away the furthest out of our friend group.
Mm.
And, you know, and the thing is, though, I got into my university late. Obviously, I went to TAMUK, A&M Kingsville. And, you know, part of it is my fault. I want to blame the high school, too, in the sense of, I don't know what I was supposed to do, after the fact of, trying to major in music.
Mm.
I got into the university, that's fine, but I didn't realize I had to also get accepted to the music of, or the College of Music, and be accepted as, a music major and my audition. And no one told me that stuff. So when I had put on my transcript at the time, I wanted to major in music. And then I had to call the university for them to tell me that I had to audition and stuff like that. None of my band directors told me, or none of my teachers told me, or our college advisor told me, and any of that stuff. So not only that, I had to pull an audition out of my ass, right? And I ended up playing I had to call my professor, my advisor, I guess. He's like, yeah, man, just send me a recording and then we should be good. So I did that. Obviously, I got in. Obviously, I was good enough, or there was potential there. And I got accepted. But a lot of people
were... Was it just any music?
It had to be...
What were the standards, whatever?
It had to be repertoire from the UIL list. So there's a UIL list that has specific pieces that you have to play, and they would go off of that. So you couldn't just play any song you played in middle school, or even though I might fall in that. But, yeah, I was set to play Hot Cross Buns. I was fire. And so thankfully, the solo that I played for myself in high school for state, or what was it? Solo ensemble.
Oh, okay.
Luckily, that was on the list. So I had an advantage of knowing my piece already. Mm. I've been playing it for so long.
What did you get? What were your scores for that?
I got a 1.
Oh. In high school?
In high school, oh, yeah. Okay. That was the same year that we went for our ensemble. No, I lied. I was after. I lied.
JK. One quick note that pissed me off was whenever we went, we did an all-drum ensemble. And we got points off because they weren't regular snare drums, and we used the marching snare drums. And because we didn't have any concert snare drums. We didn't have that many. I think it was 4 or 5 of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to we used the marching snare drums. We lost points for that. So...
Yeah, but I mean, not they have to keep in mind that name, people have to there are other schools that are privileged that could afford that stuff, but whatever. But anyways, so I auditioned, got in, but the thing was I was just so sad to leave home, my friends. And then what didn't help either was that my girlfriend at the time broke up with me when I left the college. So I was like, this is great, this is awesome.
Oh, okay, starting off single, so, and everything.
Yeah, so it was tough, fresh. And I was really upset. And I think for me, it wasn't fair because I went through so much right before going to college that I didn't feel like it was right for me to be alone, if that made sense.
Yeah, I get you.
Some shit went down. I went through a breakup. You know, I leave my family to go to school. So it wasn't a good collective idea. So, I mean, that's how it was. I mean, I couldn't really change that about me or my experience. And that's the thing that I see about Eric, though, you know, the summer before, or this past summer, I guess you can say, he was nothing changed in his attitude, the way he lived. The only difference was that he actually got a girlfriend like late semester of high school.
Yeah.
And so she had like a summer relationship, and they're still together, which is good. I'm glad.
But they're not going to the same school.
No. Well, she's still in high school.
Oh, okay.
But okay. It's okay. They're both.
She's gonna go to.
Prison.
But
like, you know, stuff with that, like we did talk to Eric about, like, you know, talking to her parents, you know, all this stuff, because even though, like,
getting it on paper,
yeah, like, even though, like, they were together like before the whole age thing, stuff like that, you know, people see that and like, oh, okay, that's kind of wrong. But yeah, so I mean, he was ready to go, you know, ready to, you know, all that stuff. And the college overall for me was like, it was a roller coaster in a sense of, like, I would meet new people, but I was very to myself. Like, you see me now with how I am with y'all. Like, I didn't want to make friends. I was that little bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't want to make friends. I didn't want to go out and do things. And it wasn't until, like, Hero and Ace and Spade were there where I was like, oh, and Dario, where we all lived together, was like where I was able to feel more comfortable. Ace and Spade. Previous people that we don't want to. We don't know if I pushed for the names. So.
Shout out to Ace and Spades.
Yeah, shout out to Ace and Spades. I don't even know what's listening to us.
Yeah, one of them does.
One of them does? Yeah. No, they both
Ace
have
or
two
Spades.
Ace.
Oh. Yeah. She doesn't even talk to me anymore, so whatever. I ain't worried about it.
She's going
to
message you now.
Nah, she hates me. After college, she's like, Oscar, who that fat ass? I don't even know what that is. But I lost weight, so don't come out no more.
It's just an ass.
I guess an ass. But yeah, once they got there, it was smooth sailing, except for some drama with one of them. You know,
Ace was Spade.
Was Spade, but whatever. My heart broke. No, I was kidding. No, but like, you know, even with like girls in general, it was like a weird experience. And from what I learned involving girls in college was that, like, except for my current girlfriend, right? I met her in college, and everything's fine. But like, It's so different, because not only are you used to like the people you grew up with, but like, it's also different in a sense of like the type of people, in a sense of like how they were, because a lot of the girls and guys were, not to be like racist or anything, but like they're valley people. They were like more of a different
culture,
different vibe. And so there were like a lot of things that like I couldn't really comprehend. Mm-hmm. And Kingsville was like a small like town, and we couldn't even do anything in there. I gotta go to Corpus to go do shit. If not, then whatever. Overall experience, I will like say my college experience was like a 7 out of 10, and then my Kingsville, no, I'm like, okay, a 7.5, because I did have a lot of good moments where it kind of like helped it pick up. But my Kingsville experience overall was like a 5, just because there wasn't shit to do in there. Obviously, I worked at a restaurant, two restaurants, at an Asian restaurant, a Taco Bell. I think Taco Bell was like the best job I had, in a sense of like
people you work with.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there were still problems. Nothing is perfect, right? But I mean, everything was just whatever. And then I came back home after 7.5 years. I was in music, lost the spark. I was like, you know what, I don't do this no more. This isn't for me.
How long were you doing the music?
I was doing it for I want to say 5 years, maybe 6. Well, 5.5, or no, 6. But it's because, like, I don't know if it works with any College Station, but you had to have a C or higher in your core classes. So if you had a D, it didn't count as passing, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if it was a different class outside of your core classes, it was passing.
Gotcha.
So that was the reason why it took so long to get anything done in college. But also, like, they didn't offer the classes every semester. So if I failed in class in the fall, they only offered it next fall. So there's, like, a whole, like, semester and summer where we don't have that class or the chance to do that. Sometimes it's offered in the summer, sometimes it's not. It just depends. But I like the main reason. That's what pissed me off too. Like, one, a D isn't passing, and two, they don't offer it every semester. That was so gay.
And yeah, then, I didn't like that they didn't offer certain
and then
classes.
Trombone wise, I think overall, like, I like to think I was average. I wasn't the worst, and obviously I wasn't the best. A lot of frustrations in a sense of like me, it was like trying to be a music major, but I didn't want to do all the work, if that makes sense. I didn't like practicing every day in long hours, you know. Yeah. I wanted to, did I practice? Of course I did, but not the way I should. Like, I didn't make it like my profession to practice.
Yeah.
I rather like do my own hobbies and hang out with friends and practice. But obviously, like, I didn't practice enough to be like, oh, I need to harness these skills and
be better.
Yeah. And that's what frustrated my professor. He was like, you could be so much better if you practiced every day. He didn't sound like that, but I don't know. Maybe you sound better. But I mean, was he wrong? No. Obviously, you practice more, you would get better. But
so 6 years music, and then.
Oh, and then I switched to, I was like, I really wanted to be a psychiatrist or a therapist for children. So I switched to psychology with emphasis of child psychology. And I was doing fine until like our classes stopped being in person because of COVID. And then even when COVID was over, even though I had signed up for in-person classes before school started, they were like, JK, we're going to go back to being online still.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that shit. Obviously, like, I have to be there in person to learn because, one, it gets me out of bed to go over there, and it just didn't work out. I think me and Fred had some classes together in person, but it was, like, only, like, whenever it was still okay to have some, but it was still, like, half and half. It wasn't, like, fully in person, like, all your classes. But, yeah, that was my college experience. It wasn't like the movies like I thought it would be. It was way different. Our football team sucked ass. After being in high school, where our football team sucked ass. But the band, like the music program overall was really good, great.
Yeah.
It was great. Nothing great to complain about. Great studio for trombones. Great marching band. Great wind ensemble. Like, where that shit was like on point. And then like
super talented people. At least from the friends I met with you.
But my personal experiences was bad. But no shade against like all that, because the music program there was really good. Their teachers are really good. But, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, I also traveled through college.
I went to Spain. That
was really cool. It was actually my first summer after my freshman year, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I went to Spain. I saw the
beach.
Oh, I went to a nude beach. I saw like a lot of titties everywhere. Well, not even young titties. They were old titties.
Oh, wow.
The one that hit the sand too whenever they go running around. But I mean, I had a wonderful moments. Like, I had a lot of good moments. But overall, it wasn't enough to be like, yes, I love college. I would do it again. It sucks I didn't finish. I didn't graduate. Obviously, I dropped out. Do I regret dropping out? No, not really. I don't regret it. I just wish I would have done it earlier, knowing how I was and blah, blah, blah. But I was so invested in, like,
I've come this far, might as well finish kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't finish. But plus, like, just the fear of, like, oh, like, my parents gonna get mad that I didn't finish and then all this time wasted. But since we're in the Kingsville Arena college experience, we're going to hop on you now. What was your college experience like?
Well, I
started. Oh, that's enough. No, I was kidding.
All right, moving on.
Well, I started 2 years after I graduated high school.
So what did you do for 2 years?
I worked and
don't tell me, I know. Tell the audience.
I worked in a place called Flexitalic. I guess that was my most
sounds like a strip club.
No. That's where I kinda like got the whole warehouse skills. Not skills, but like the idea of it.
Mm-hmm. I got warehouse vibes.
I was a machine operator. It was similar to where we're at now. But yeah, I worked there. Well, I worked at some grocery stores before that.
Foodtown.
And then, yeah, Foodtown and Fiesta.
For the best prices.
And then, yeah, like, probably the summer before we started, I went to go visit Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, I miss you. He's like, you should come visit. Because we had passed by one time.
Didn't pick me up.
That's when weird. I was on my way to Mexico. And I think we stopped by with my mom. I think.
You stopped by with Ace.
Yeah, we're going somewhere. No, that's when we spent the.
Oh, never mind. You went. No, they were going to Mexico.
Yeah.
You were going to bring me something, right? As well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember
we
now.
We stopped, and I just looked, and it, like the college was like, "Wow, this is crazy." And then he's like, "You should come visit." So then we planned out a weekend. I visited, and then I went there with my girlfriend at the time. And we visited, we stayed there for the weekend, and I was like, dude, this is amazing. Like, I gotta come to college, I gotta come to university, I gotta know what this is like. So then I started looking up Like, what can I do? What can I sign up for? Blah, blah, blah. Because when I was in high school, I wanted to do music as well. Music education. But I didn't feel like I was that great or anything like that. So I just never did it. I just went straight to work.
And you met Dr. Diaz too, right?
I met Dr. Diaz, yeah. The music guy.
MVP.
And I told him, well, because when I signed up to be music major. Mm-hmm. But then I think you showed me a piece that I could play, practice and play.
It was one that I did. Yeah. I gave him the piece that
and
I did.
I could not play at all. It'd been 2 years already since I last played. And I was like, I'm not going to go up there and embarrass myself. So I switched my major before school started to engineering.
Oh, shit. I forgot you did that first.
Computer science.
So why didn't you go right after high school?
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what I was going to... what I wanted to study. I didn't, I just thought it was a waste of time if I really don't know what I want to do. Like, I was like,
oh. Did you have the college advisor at that point?
I never went to any meetings.
Oh, so you didn't even try at all?
Nothing ever came up to like, hey, did you want to go to college? Or like,
was it just on us?
Yeah. After they had left, cause when they were there, they had barely started.
In junior year.
But they were barely starting over there. Like, they didn't have it. They were still trying to figure it out. And then once they graduated, they're like, okay, 2014, we're going to do it right this time. And then.
Yeah. There was probably things like, hey, if you want to go to college, come here, come to this office. But again, I wasn't sure if I even wanted to go to college. So I didn't go. Like, there wasn't a lot of go to college, you know, you're going to really try. And I think when I graduated high school, like, I had put San Jac, that I was going to go to San Jac. So, like, when they mentioned my name, how they say, oh, this person named going to Texas A&M, whatever. For me, it was, like, San Jac, because that's where I was trying to go. I mean, in those 2 years, too, I did welding school, and I didn't like it, even though I learned how to weld now at work.
Yeah.
But it was different. I don't know. I didn't like it. I burned my eyes, like, a billion times. It was terrible.
Anyway, well, you burned yourself at work too. So,
yeah,
in the chest. That's part of the
job. Oh yeah, that was with a freaking torch. Gosh.
Jeez.
Anyway, so yeah, then I signed up for engineering, computer science, and then computer science was like not what I thought it was. It was like a bunch of programming stuff, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I kind of wanted to do drawing and like building stuff, not like on the computer.
Or like Minecraft.
Yeah. So then I moved to civil engineering, I think.
Civilization.
I think that's what it was. I don't remember. And then I did a year of that. My first semester was really bad. I got 3 D's and 2 F's. That's how bad I did.
Oh, you should have gone 5 D's.
And I'm just kidding. Yeah,
I did it just for the reference.
I did really bad my first semester. I just didn't care. I wanted to care. I was doing engineering. I was doing computer science. And then my second semester, I switched. And then my third semester was when I got kicked out, because my second semester was like okay grades, like, you know, B's and C's.
Boy, you got kicked out or you're on probation?
I got on probation, sorry. Oh, okay. Got kicked out.
I'll say damn.
It's like, damn, they didn't even you a chance?
Sorry, yeah, no.
Like, get the fuck out on beach.
I forgot that it matters, no. Yeah, I got on probation, and then the guy says, if you can do this, like, you can come back in a semester. So I took a semester off. My third semester I was off. And then...
But you were still on campus, right?
No, I moved back home.
Oh, no, you're right.
I moved back home for like 6 months. And that's when I worked all those other jobs. I worked at a cleaning buses.
6 different jobs.
A bunch. I got a bunch of jobs. Like, I was job hopping like crazy.
Like a bunny.
That's also when I went to Africa.
Oh, yes.
For my pyramid scheme.
For the normal.
Yeah. Business. And then, I took the semester off. And then I came back. And then that's when I was like, I don't want to do engineering. You know, yeah. I want to go back and do something.
Like music?
So I got into accounting.
And that's what you were doing, accounting.
Yeah, and then that's when I was, like, taking it, like, super serious. And then that's when I started getting, like, A's, B's, you know, some C's here and there. And then, like, I know that we had to take a accounting bar, kind of like a lawyer bar exam, but it was like for accounting.
Oh, the bar.
Yeah, I don't think it's
certification.
I've been to one once, and it was pretty good. I liked it.
And I was like, I'm not doing that. I did not want to do it. So I switched my major again to marketing. To marketing. Is that
almost as many majors as he has jobs?
I know.
He's like,
the gauntlet. One more to go.
I signed up as music major, and then I went to two engineerings, and then went to two business. And I did the major switch. And then, the business, I mean, everything transferred over for accounting. I just wasn't going to, like, my last year, I wasn't going to, like, focus on accounting.
Right.
And I didn't have to take that one test. And marketing, like, obviously my senior year was, like, all marketing classes. Like, super hardcore marketing classes, mm-hmm. whatever that means.
Yeah, I get you.
And then, yeah, so then my last 2 years were just marketing. And then that was, like, 5 years.
But are you going to bring up the fraternity?
Oh, yeah, I did.
He was part of that Greek life.
My last year.
Guess what?
I signed up to be a...
A brother.
Brother. What's the fucking... Alpha Sigma Phi, shout out. Yeah, we did
that. Do you even talk to any of those people anymore?
I talked to one occasionally. Like, I post something on Snapchat, and he's like, hey, he was my big... You know, yeah, like big brother, little brother kind of thing. And it was funny.
Were you somebody else's little brother?
Yeah. I also had a little, but he was super cute. He was like way taller than me, but he quit. He was
a little twice.
What?
Yo, bitch. No, yeah. And then that's when I started meeting people like from my fraternity.
Yeah, he replaced me for like a minute, and then he came back to me.
No, I did.
And when I played D&D with his better friends.
He was not even part of the fraternity.
Oh, well, there you go. Replaced me with other people.
I was just meeting friends. I was trying to meet
people. I wasn't people. Enough.
Wow.
But like, just like Oscar, I so much preferred people like that I already knew.
Yeah.
Like I hung out with, you know, all our roommates.
So we didn't have to try, basically.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Like, I didn't keep any relationships from over there.
Yeah, well, it was easy to like not try when you're
yeah when friends, all your friends yeah. like yeah the ones that we really wanted to hang out with like
when your main squad went to the same school.
Yeah, so it was that, and then that was my last year. I did the fraternity thing, and then I graduated during COVID. Our last week was
God. You graduated. Kick the fuck up.
No, like I told Oscar. I don't know if I told you, but like it was so trippy, like going home for spring break.
And then never
coming back. Like, it just, it blows my mind, dude.
It will send you the PDF.
No, so like, it's just so nerve-wracking in a way. Because I was expecting to see all those professors and all those students. And, like, we're going to graduate. Like, this is our last semester.
This is our year.
You know, like, and then you expect to see them.
One last time.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'll see you in a week. And then a week turned into a month. And then before you know it, like, it was all online. And I graduated online. I was laying in my couch. Everybody was working. I was home. While the little...
They're calling your name?
Yeah, they were calling our name, but, like...
On Skype,
yeah. Yeah, and I was home alone.
Wasn't it Zoom?
Whatever it was. Zoom, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, Zoom.
And then...
Oh, the baby.
That was kind of weird, too. Like, I graduated, but... There was like no.
It's just silently like.
Yeah, like I was like at my house. I screenshot it when my name came up.
Yay me!
And I sent it to my family. I was like officially graduated, like you know.
But before that, our COVID journeys were top tier.
Oh my goodness, bro!
We did a lot of shit during
COVID. It was scary. The first initial like, after COVID, like, me and Oscar were like. Freaking out, we're alone, like the roads were empty.
I couldn't fuck anybody but Hero, like it was crazy. Like,
we had to have make out.
We had to have sex to make it last longer.
Yeah, it was an experience. We watched that's when we did the Star Wars marathon and everything. Dude,
remember the HEB incident?
This bad.
We had to the night before we're like we need to go to HEB like super early. I want to open so we can go get like our paper towels or wipes or whatever.
We had to go super early to get in line.
Yeah, I had to get in line and go inside. And I remember I ate late. That's to tell you. So then we go online and like my stomach dude is fucking hurting like so bad. Like, I have to take a fucking shit. And I was like, Hiro, I think I'll use the restroom. Like, can I go ask him? He's like, I don't know. Like, you need to, I don't know. So like, I like sit down, and when I sit down, like, and then the girl behind me was like, bro, I couldn't hold it anymore.
Crouched down to like kind of just.
There's like a little curb there, yeah.
Like he crouches down and like, he's like he just let it out. We're like, oh, bro, like this man got his shit.
Yeah, and then I was like, fuck you. And it's like going, I go away the front. I'm like, man, I have to poop really bad. Like, can I just go use the restroom? I'll come right back out. I don't care. And she's like, yeah, and they had to escort me, but I was like walking fast. It was like, either I run to the restroom by myself, I'm gonna shit on the floor right here in front of everybody. But man, dude, that was fucking funny.
And they had to go to the back of the line.
Yeah, I had to go to the back of the line. But thankfully, Hiro was still going in there.
I'm surprised they didn't just let y'all stay together. I mean, now we're shopping together now.
Well,
I think he probably could have squeezed in with me again, but I think he didn't want to be rude.
Yeah, so I was like, whatever.
So you'd rather just shit on somebody.
Well, I didn't really mind because Tweety, what the fuck? Because Hiro was in there and getting stuff already. I felt like if he wasn't in there already, I would have felt kind of like.
Well, things were limited to certain people.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just us. So I was like, I'll get one for me and one for you. Because usually it was like two per person.
Yeah.
And it was like, if we want more, then he'll grab more and we'll have four, two and two each. But
damn, y'all be so shit.
Yeah, we were fine. We managed, and
yeah, there were no wipes. Can you imagine a world without wipes?
Never get them at HEB. Like they don't.
We got some though.
Oh yeah, we did. But I'm saying they didn't have any.
We got like some of the last.
And then Walmart had it available in the morning too. But like they're more prioritizing of like the elders compared to HEB. Like everybody went.
That's kind of fucked up.
I know, they're about to die in here.
That's fucking cold
in that
bitch.
Oh, shit.
Gosh.
Okay, anyway, yeah, your rest of your college
experience. Well, now we're fucking cursed.
No, yeah, I mean, I graduated during COVID. Because I still came back home and I took a summer class. I just needed one more summer class for me. So I was going to graduate during the summer.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, they let you graduate and then.
No, sorry. I took that summer class, but I moved back home.
Yeah.
And I took that summer class at home.
It was fine. Tired of me.
And I graduated.
From where? Just online?
Yeah, just online.
I thought you meant like at a different place.
Because my last semester, half of it was in person, and then spring break happened. That was in March. And then the rest of it was online. But all our final projects changed because for business, you have to do like this collaborative thing. Like business plan. Like every class was like some sort of business. Like build your business from the ground, basically. And we write this huge report on like blah, blah, blah.
On your card shop?
No, I'm just kidding. And then, so yeah, we did that. We were supposed to do that in person and then present in person. But that changed. It just turned to like individual projects because we were all like in COVID. It was hard to communicate with everyone. And then, yeah, so I graduated in the summer, moved back, and never got a marketing job.
But you're doing great, sweetie. I'm proud of you.
I just stopped.
Turns out you couldn't market yourself.
Honestly, you're right. You're right. That is. I didn't care to market myself as a marketing.
It's because, like, at the end of the day, because I'm not saying you, but like I'm saying people in general. I knew it. I'm trying to like ignore it. Like a lot of people nowadays tell me it's hard to get a job in your degree that you worked so hard for, or all that money. And I'm like,
I mean, half the time I was in college, I was like, I don't even know if I really want to do this. I mean, I switched my major so many times for a reason. Like, I just never really was sure what I wanted to do. And then marketing was like pretty simple. And I was like, I think I can find a job with this. And then when I moved back, I tried while I was working some other jobs.
Yeah.
And then I got the job I have now, and then I just kind of like,
The one that we all have now.
The one we all have now. I was like, I'm just going to sit here and work.
Like a beanbag. Like why is a fucking beanbag in your room?
But yeah, that was my college. It was fun, like Oscar. I had like a lot of great moments. It made me realize that I want to live here in Houston. But I'm probably still going to move out of here.
Like out of my room or? Oh.
Yeah. Oh. No, because of my girlfriend.
Wait, you have a girlfriend? Oh, I was kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Hi, I'm Errol's girlfriend.
I was kidding.
Stop. They're going to be excited because she came back.
I came back because of Eric. Shout out.
Shout out, Eric. She wanted to hear me again.
Danny. Eric, I like your right hand.
Why is my girlfriend liking someone else?
Oh, I don't like it no more. Oh, shit.
All right, thanks, girlfriend, for coming to the show. But anyways, I know Tweety also went to college for a day. And how was that one day? Like, how'd it go for you? Just kidding. You went for like 20 years.
No, it was 2 years.
Okay, I was closer.
We didn't care that much.
But yeah, what was your college experience? I know me and Hero shared the wonderful experience together at Kingsville. Nice. Well, you didn't want to go because you couldn't.
Yeah, you didn't want
to go. Well, I fucking tried, so.
Oh, no. Anyways. You do have an experience in Kingsville. You got a ticket for parking.
Somebody's been and said, oh, you can park here. Everybody parks here, dude. This is.
Wait, first
it
of all.
It says no parking, though.
First of all,
that was everybody really, parks here. They don't care.
That was really good. The first impression that you did.
Oh, sorry.
Who told you that, anyways?
Both of y'all bitches?
Me, you, and the Artona. But at our defense,
like, dude, everybody parks here. They don't say nothing.
We would always park there. We never got a ticket. Yeah. You know what it was?
The one fucking day I got.
No, I think what it was.
You didn't have Kingsville license
plates. Yeah, that's what it was.
Kingsville license plates, bitch.
You weren't repping the Kingsville pride.
You repped.
I got that's when I got my first t-shirt. I walk out in my Kingsville t-shirt.
Yeah, but
to a fucking ticket.
Yeah, more Kingsville t-shirts than an A&M College Station t-shirts.
I need a hat.
I kind of had to abandon it, I guess. It was kind of weird.
Wasn't it funny how Tweety's life is always referencing Kingsville because his girlfriend's dad or who?
Yeah.
And then us. Anyways.
And then my.
Sorry.
You can't.
My uncle was like a. He grew up in Kingsville, so he was like a big fan. Anyways.
When they were good.
I guess.
All right,
another history.
You can go. Yeah, sorry.
So.
High school.
That was like. No. I can start earlier.
Actually,
eighth grade.
Actually, start at sunset. No.
Oh, shit.
I met Oscar.
So I met Oscar, and I was like, something about Kingsville. It's calling me. Something about. Something about javelinas.
Same one.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, shit. Speaking of exes.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I reckon I wanted her exes. No, I'm
we dated this thing.
I don't remember what my three options were.
Sorry.
But
for your girls?
No, bitch.
Oh, school.
I had zero options in for girls.
Yeah, the quick option or the woo option. I don't like. Sorry.
And the
and the pim pim bididi.
Here, that's copyright. You're gonna get in trouble for that.
Fuck, let me bleep it out. Okay, yeah, sorry, go. No, but yeah.
So I tried to get into Kingsville, and U of H was also another one. But we did a campus visit, and I was like, man, this place kind of sucks. I don't want to go.
Kind of overrated, not going to lie.
Maybe it was just because of, like, it was, like, under construction, like, a lot. So I was like, I don't want to deal with this, like, right now. And then UTSA was, like, my top choice.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to, like, go to San Antonio.
What was your major?
Road owners.
So it started out as history, and then I found out whatever fucking bitch has fucking engineering bullshit. Don't even know what the fuck you want to do, bitch.
So
I only had two majors because I didn't know archaeology was an option. So I started out as history.
An option.
Jeez.
And so. I forgot where I came up, but
hey yo,
I found out it was a choice, and that's what I wanted to do originally.
Uh-huh. Wait, in College Station though, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, what was your final choice of school?
Texas A&M College Station. I wanted to go to UTSA, but my mom wanted us to be together. My sister and my cousin both went, and she wanted me to like live with them because it would have been easier. Supposedly. But she made my life worse, so. And then and then Kingsville gave me like 25 cents to. I'm actually negative with Kingsville because they charged me for the ticket.
Bro.
They wanted me to have
I'm
like.
I'm in debt too. Like, fuck.
I'm in debt too. Debt draft? I was kidding.
Oh, shit. But
top 10 Kingsville debt. I'm just kidding.
Number one, Oscar.
Is your debt bigger than mine? Do you mind saying your number?
Not my just what? Debt.
Your debt.
Oh, I heard something else. Yeah, I owe a total of... So think of like three baronades. No, I was kidding. That's how much I owe.
Times 100.
No, I actually owe around $52,000.
Okay, your mother made
it. College debt.
Mine's 38.
So my advice to you people is
don't go
figure
to
out what the fuck you want to do and know which time money. All right, sorry. And then, sorry, go.
Okay.
You like that?
So started similar origin to Oscar. Had a horrible breakup. Was crushed.
First of all, we were on a break.
Oh, yeah. It turns out it was the same breakup.
Damn, I was the opposite because I like went to school with my boo.
Yeah, it must be nice. Anyways... Anyway, so horrible start, but depending on my scholarship, we had to do this whole like it was basically like homeroom for college.
But that's not true.
No, it didn't work because it's supposed to like help us like adapt to college life and whatnot.
Oh, like UNIV?
I guess.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, it was like homeroom. Same. So we had to like meet up with the same people.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say maybe 30, 40 people.
Wasn't that like your class though?
Kind of. It was like its own class, but it wasn't like for any degree or anything. It was just like first years. It was just for first years.
I fucking failed that bitch.
How the fuck do you fail homeroom?
I told you I got 3 D's and 2 F's.
But you just got to show up. That's it. Or at least for mine.
No, we had to read a fucking book.
I think we had a book too, but we never like
Judy B. Jones.
We never really did it.
I mean, part of it was showing up, and I just didn't show up.
That is true.
He didn't go to anyway, so time. I met a few friends there, but it was like my mental health was declining.
What do you mean was? No, I was kidding you.
I'm at the bottom, so
I can't.
It can't literally get any worse. But and well, after that, it was only for the first 2 semesters. Bonus. Semester, I got to go to Costa Rica for free. Thought I found the woman of my dreams selling strawberries in the mountain. Just kidding. Almost brought her back.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding.
In your suitcase.
I was on the fucking bus. Like, we were just driving by, and it was like, damn. If only. I imagine my whole life with her.
If only I was a strawberry. Yeah.
That way she could pick me.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Maybe she would have.
I'm all bashed up right now.
Oh, shit. And it's overripe. It's all moldy.
Ew. Yeah, two right there. Am I right?
Oh, shit.
And then?
Oh, fuck. What else? Yeah, I switched from history to archaeology.
Study of rocks.
No, it's not. Study of arches.
So you were 2 years and you had
we
two
spent
majors.
Like a whole semester on McDonald's.
You had 2 years and 2 majors?
No, it was like the first few weeks I switched from history to archaeology.
But overall, yeah. 2 years, 2 majors. Because that's the same ratio as mine. 5 years, 5 majors.
Dang.
Checkmate, dude.
But how many semesters did you do with each one? I didn't even do one semester.
I didn't even start it. I didn't start it. So it just signed up as it. No.
Because you didn't even start.
I didn't even attempt to try out. I'm a failure.
I mean, I already know you aren't. I'm just kidding.
No, so I started on this therapy regimen. It was Dr. Daniels and Mr. Svetka.
What is that?
Because the liquor's hero is not.
Oh,
oh my God.
Sorry, I didn't remember.
Dr. Jack Daniels.
Dr. J. Daniels. And...
Professor Hypnotic.
Oh, shit.
So Dr. Like Vanik.
Superhero name. Oh, fuck.
Vanik is bright, hit different at the time. I actually went to go visit you. Oh, no, we went.
No, y'all never visited me
ever. I went with you, though, to College Station. What was that for?
Just talk about how much fun you're having with Hero.
No, I had gone with you to College Station.
I just can't tell you that. We don't
need you anymore.
Because remember, y'all went to your apartment whenever you first showed me Vanik and Sprite.
Oh, we went to go see Dr. Ramchata.
He's a top clinician.
Remember, campus. And then we saw that girl singing like downtown, not downtown, but like in the square.
Oh yeah, I did go over there. Mm-hmm. Hero never visited me though.
Yeah, he was a little bitch. He didn't visit me. No, I was killing him.
He didn't know what major he was.
I was in college. Do you know?
No, we were. It was during. You weren't in college.
Working or whatever.
Because before, like, you went to visit me.
Yeah, you didn't even start until I was already leaving.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. You started in 2014, right? Right when you graduated.
Yeah.
I didn't start school until 2015. Even though I graduated 2013.
Wow. You're dumb. No, I was kidding.
You a dumb bitch.
You with them. And then?
Yeah, so I only had to stay on campus for the first year. And then we moved out, got an apartment. And it just got worse. He's deep throating the mic right now.
It wasn't the mic. No, but like overall, like how was your college like experience? Did you even like go out and do stuff? Did you go to like events, football
games? Bitch, I didn't want to live. What the fuck? Were you go outside?
Yeah, how were the girls different over there than over here back home?
The same. They didn't like me, so oh, okay. They thought I was ugly, so it was pretty much the same.
They thought or they knew, and I was kidding.
Oh shit! Right? They did a whole hypothesis and presentation.
Wow!
Like, can we use you for a project then?
Yeah, we're doing a research paper on pig farms and you look great in a pig suit.
Animal science class was fun though.
Why? Because you were all the girls.
No,
I worked in an animal science center.
You killed animals, hero. Yeah.
I did not kill them. You euthanized them.
That's the same difference.
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Seeing the cows was pretty cool.
He put a rat up his ass to suffocate it, and they're like.
Bro, the experiment that was done there on a rat, bro, I can hear it screaming.
You were like, wee, 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 wee. So like, you said the N-word? Yeah.
Play it back. Ask.
Hey, yo!
Well, this is going to be the last.
Thank you guys for following our fan base and
I miss y'all. Y'all already.
We're going to have to freaking cancel Hero. We're going to have to kick him out of the fucking podcast. No, I'm going to leave it on there.
I ain't scared.
He's about to get his degree revoked.
Okay, I never used it. Who cares? Maybe I can get my money back.
They should, probably.
But yeah, I think, so like you didn't go to any games or you didn't go to any like restaurants or
I went to the game. Only restaurant I went to was across the street. No, it's a really good pizza place. I'll go back. That's the only thing keeping me alive at that point.
Fat ass.
The fucking pepperoni pizza was so good.
The one that kept me alive was killing at the same time.
I was like, I'm going to shoot myself. Wait, let me get one more slice of pizza.
I can't end on a bad note, you know.
G minor.
What?
Sorry.
No. Oh.
Music joke. No, I'm just kidding.
You said a bad note. I'm like, G minor? Like, as the chord of G minor? But whatever. Okay, anyways, I'm sorry.
You don't know any of that stuff?
Yeah, I dropped out, so what do I know?
What are you talking about?
Anyways.
I went to a few games. Derrick Henry shat all over us. It was like Hero playing against
you actually JT.
Oh, my God.
What it was like, honestly.
You saw Derrick Henry play?
Yeah.
Yeah, in college.
When he's at Alabama.
I forgot his school was like solid, right? At football.
Not the only thing is solid.
Yeah. Anyways, they whipped their ass.
Why are you pointing your hairs like that?
I saw Johnny Manziel play with...
You have to call me out.
Mike Evans.
Really? Yeah. That's so cool. Well, I guess you didn't know they were famous back then.
I saw something special in them. I just never put money on them. Well, Johnny
Manziel was like, bro.
Kind of fell from grace.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I know her.
Oh, yeah.
Sister. No, that's Gracie. Dumb bitch. No, I was kidding. Disrespect that ever
again. It was pretty cool, except I wasn't like not into anything. Like, since I didn't want to go to Texas A&M, it was hard for me to like get into like the whole A&M life.
Why'd you stop going to school?
Money.
No, I went on probation. What was it? I think my second semester. Cause
Wow, I did it on my third semester.
Damn. No, I think it was my third. And then I had it again on my fourth.
Oh, yeah, okay. Again?
Yeah. Back to back. That's why. And so I got a letter saying,
we just got a letter.
Like, who's it gonna be?
You got a probation.
It's a probation letter. No, but it was from, I think, my college.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, they wanted me to take time off and then come back.
They're like,
and I just never came back.
Look, we're yapping. We're yapping right now.
They don't email you like, hey, when are you coming back?
Temuk,
I just ignored it, honestly.
Temuk, you're trying to get me back.
You were almost done with your
I know. I get
those. Do you want to add like 20 more thousand?
No, they're literally saying like, I'm almost done. You want to come back to Kingsville? I'm like, no, bitch. Are you going to pay for my college tuition? Sorry, I'm a little salty about it.
And then, so, yeah, I moved back. Would have been my sixth semester. No, fifth. Fifth. And
so your third year, basically.
Moved in with my tia, my dad.
Your tia and your dad?
Yeah, in spring. I was up there for a little bit.
I didn't know your dad didn't move there.
I know you have a tia. I was kidding.
On my dad's side, so you don't know. I don't think you know her.
Well, I don't know my dad, so it's okay.
You have a dad?
I don't even know your dad.
Oh, yeah.
But just to start working, and then nobody would hire me, so... After maybe a few months, I moved back home with my mom, and then I just started working with my dad. I forgot why he was up there too.
For you?
No. He was there to pick me up. No, that was it.
Huh.
But
well, he can obviously see like the college in us, our experiences.
Not just because you graduate means you're gonna be
successful. We're all over here and doing the same podcast. So, hey-o.
Same podcast, same job.
Same, dick same size. Uniform. So, it's just...
I don't know.
Oh, no. Here's probably packing.
Yeah.
Stop. He has, like,
there's no way 40 kids. There's no way he isn't. We have our own hypotheses. But
yeah. If you want to hear our theories on Heroes Pee-Pee, let us know in the comments below what you want us to talk about.
It's tiny.
Let me just tell you that, hey, even if it's tiny, that boy knows how to use it. I mean... Triplets? I'm going to tell you that right now.
On the first try.
He was going to choose the third time.
Oh, oh whatever.
Oh, he's try each kid? No, he gets,
they were he's just, had three times.
They were just waiting for the third one.
Daddy? 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 But anyways, so since we all been in college, and Eric's in college. Oh, you're not done yet?
No.
Anyway, so we'll have Tweety finish his story. Because well, you left college already, so what else do you have to talk about?
I went to San Jack, bitch.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And for what? No, I was kidding.
I don't know. I don't know with that either, but...
I like went to San Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then, no, then never mind. Tell us then. I didn't know that.
What do you mean?
I didn't know you went.
What year was this?
Yeah.
This would have been...
By the timeline.
2018?
That's why we were like 2017. Dead center of college.
I wouldn't care about you back then. No, I was kidding.
Oh, I felt it. But, no, so the reason why I didn't want to go back was because, oh shit, talk that other mic. The reason I didn't want to go back was because I had decided to like change majors and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to my idea was that, you know, I could go back to Texas A&M and like fix my shit. What the fuck am I doing that you're like laughing?
I'm not laughing.
You're about to laugh.
No, I wasn't.
Listen, you're those fat ass head.
Why you attack me when he's the one bitching?
So you got that smirk. Shit. And so by the time I went back to fix like my grades to then transfer to a different major in a different college, because I wanted to do business. So like. By that time, I had fixed all that shit. I would have been like Oscar's stayed like $50,000 in debt. So I was like, I don't want to do that.
How much are you in debt right now?
None.
Oh, no, no, good, good.
No, it's good. No,
you're winning. You're winning then because
I wouldn't say that. But
I'm 38 and down.
38?
Yeah.
And less years than me?
Yeah.
Didn't you take like more classes though? Like, because of all the. Times you left and came back or no?
I mean, I just left once.
Oh, I don't want to keep thinking you left like five times.
I mean, I just did 5 years. 1 year was basically wasted.
Oh.
And then my first semester, I didn't have any loans or anything like that. My dad helped me pay for it.
Can't relate.
Well, your mom was helping you pay for it?
Not my dad, though.
Oh. Yeah. No way, she was your dad, too.
Just call mama, man.
Oh, shit.
No, you know, get the fuck out of here.
No. No, but I went to accounting, too.
I can't remember.
It's because, basically, the way it was supposed to go down was my dad has done a lot of work for this accounting lady.
Mm. Also, you're trying to be a slut. What were you trying to do?
Pretty much. Oh. And nobody ever took on the offer. shit. So she's an accountant, like for the city. Mm-hmm. So basically, I was gonna get like little associates with her, and like she basically get me in.
Hey, all right.
But fucking COVID hit, and so by that time, fuck me over, is I had all these hours from Texas A&M, and a lot of shit didn't transfer, which pissed me off because it was like they made me take fucking algebra, even though I had calculus credit. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck?
I get that.
And so I was with like these, oh my God, it's like one of the worst parts about Sanjiang was like, it was all the regular kids. Regular kids from high school. So,
yeah.
It was like a genius.
I know.
But, not even then, I still like, I was like not motivated at all to do it. I'm at past. I think only dropped one. I didn't drop that many classes, honestly. Mm-hmm. But getting C's will still put you on probation. So, and then what the fuck?
You're a bitch, Oscar.
Only on Wednesdays. I was gonna.
Today's Tuesday.
Wow!
Whatever your secret, yeah, you fucking whatever, fat bro. Bitch. Shit! So you dropped out of college. You dumb fuck.
I didn't drop out formally. I just never showed up again. Just disappeared.
That's worse.
Well, you know what? You're
I took my L and went home. Somebody tried to hang on.
Sadly.
He choked on me.
Choked on that dick. I mean, like, wait, what?
Are you done, though? I'm sorry. We keep interrupting you.
Well. Wow. Yes, COVID hit. Uh-huh. And everything turned online, and then I couldn't do that shit either. So, and then eventually I ran out of Texas money because I had too many hours. So everything would have been out of pocket, which I couldn't afford at the time. Mm-hmm. So I just focused on working at Chipotle.
How exciting!
So fake. Oh, that was a great story. Thanks for telling us. No, that was good. I liked it.
I guess.
What?
He was like, I had a horrible time. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, the part where you were depressed.
That was very inspired.
It made me realize that I wasn't a bitch after all. No, I'm kidding. But no, I mean, it's kind of weird how we all have that experience of college, but yet we never took full advantage of it. And yeah, I know shit happens, you know. Shit happens, but, I mean, it do be like that sometimes. And when it do be like that sometimes, it really do.
It do be doing that.
But I think since we've all experienced college and failed / kind of succeeded in a way, what advice would you give Eric, my brother, in college? Starting with Hero.
I think just to focus on what you want to do. And even if you change your mind, like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to stick to it. Mm-hmm. It's okay to change your mind. But, like, also try. Like, if you're going to change something, don't be like, oh, it's getting hard. Stop trying. Like, change it if you want to. If you really, really want to, like, think about it and work at it. Like, work on it, like, the best you can. Mm-hmm. And try to be really good at it. And then you'll figure out then if it's really what you want to do or not. Don't just give up too easily. But also, don't be afraid to change your mind.
Right. New tweety?
I would say utilize your community colleges, which I'm assuming that's where he's doing right now, which I wish they would have told us more about that. Instead of, you don't have to start at 4 years. It could be like Hero. Get like 10 jobs in.
Yep.
No, yeah.
No, but Try to get your credits, general credits. They'll tell you not to, but I would say just do it anyways. Because the math, English, all that bullshit that you're doing in high school is basically high school part two.
Yeah.
13th grade.
Yeah. Get that shit over with as soon as you can. I mean, I would say you take your like major stuff to make sure you're actually interested in that subject.
Mm-hmm.
But get that shit done over with as soon as you can. That way, whenever you're switching your majors, if you decide to, all that's taken care of.
Yeah.
And you're not having to like throw that shit in. Like I put English off for like the longest time because I hate that subject.
Yeah.
But I wish I would have just done it because, I mean, you're going to be taking classes with all the new people anyways.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, look up, find out how many classes you can take at a community college that can transfer. And if you can afford those community college classes, do it there because it's going to be way less expensive. And I would say take as many as you can without using scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I ran out of hours because they only cover up to 90. Mm-hmm. And I was already, for like that last semester I did at San Jac, would have put me over. So that next one was going to be completely out of pocket.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that way you can still utilize it as long as you can. One of my biggest things was I was always afraid to ask for help because I didn't want to look stupid. I didn't want to embarrass myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of let myself suffer. What else?
That's pretty good. You don't have any advice for your baby brother?
My what?
Brother.
No, I was kidding.
Just kidding.
No, I mean, you can hear it in our stories. Like the things that we went through in college, and you know, like I think the biggest thing that I would have to say based off of like, especially with y'all's stories too, is like it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be happy, okay to be sad. But just be smart about things that you do, not only with classes and with school, but with like your real world stuff now. You're an adult now, and going off of what Tweety said, like don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, whether it's school or if it's your mental health.
Non-school related.
And, like, you know, a lot of things are just, like, dude, I was scared to ask for help. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And kind of like went off of here, like, it's okay to not know what you want to do. But at the same time, like, don't waste so much time trying to figure it out. And last thing that I have to say is don't ever feel like you're forced to be where you're at. Okay, college is something that you choose to do, and if it doesn't work out for you, you don't want to do it no more, that's okay, you know. And if you do want to do it, it's okay. So just be more, I guess, aware of your surroundings, with your emotions, with your real life situations, and you'll be golden. I think going through college now, I know what to do with my kids too. I'm pretty sure y'all do now, especially. Yeah. never, ever make your kids go to college. That's anybody, anywhere out there. If you have kids,
don't force them to.
Yes, elementary to high school, obviously. Like, for me, that's an obvious yes, you have to. And after that, no. Like, if your kid wants to, if he wants to go, go. If he doesn't want to, help him, guide him to a job. Don't leave your kid out in the dust either.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's going to be it for our college talk episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you went to college, let us know in the comments down below and what your experience was. If you want to hear more about Heroes BP, let us know in the comments below as well. And
we're thinking like above average for sure.
At least, how tall are you?
At least
5'1".
I think it's like 5'3".
I love it.
But before we go, we're going to go ahead and end the episode with the song of the week. And it's finally my turn to get this show on the road with some real music. So I'm going to go ahead and put Symphony Number 3 by Beethoven. And I was kidding.
You're going to do that piece that you did for the audition?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do my piece. So my song of the week is going to be Fingers Crossed by Elijah Woods. Hope you guys enjoy that song and let us know how you're feeling about the playlist overall. I feel like we're doing a great job being diverse. Am I right?
Do you even have any followers?
I think last time I checked, we had two more. Probably Eric and Bio. No, I was kidding.
Two? As in just two? And that's it?
Well, there'll be like five with us three like
on it. Do we count as following it?
I think not so. Really. Oh, no, right? Oh, well, there we go. So we have five.
No, I don't mean like... Are we listed as there as followers or what?
It says that
because you created.
It says you created it, and it says that we're following it.
Oh,
so, anyways, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.